Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. You know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 times in the house. So this is Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, it's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss King Ross, a.k.a. Iron Mike Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
Hey. You know who it is, the Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 353. It's your boy, the host with the most, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, and my last and newest a.k.a. Black Jesse Ventura in the building. It's your boy King Germ, and I'm now joined by my lovely co-host to the right, the problematic. She's well-spoken, she's thrifty, she always shopping. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, and none other than your favorite, a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. When you see the Frocast, follow it. You know what I'm saying? We got a voicemail, 347-201-2572. You can call that, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We got the Patreon. We can join the Patreon and see some crazy stuff. We also going to get exclusives, like maybe get the Frocast a day earlier and certain other little posts. You might get them earlier than what the consensus get it. If that's a word, I guess I might have used it wrong. Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah, it's a word, but yeah.
Yeah, I probably use it wrong. Yeah, but you know, you get it before everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. And what else? No new Patreons this week, I don't think. I think we got everybody in last week. So, yeah, man, just join the Patreon, man. As little as a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You get to see, like I said, you might get some more exclusive content. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we doing it over here. But other than that, I think I covered all the bases. No sponsor this week?
Mm-mm.
Okay, no sponsor. So let's, how was your week, Queen Jar?
It was pretty good. You know, always a day at the Big Top Circus. There's always some foolery going on.
Okay.
People cutting up. you know, I work in academia. That's obvious at this point.
Okay.
And, you know, we talked about the fact that the semester went to a close. And for me, your grades was your motherfucking grades. Yeah. But, people don't take no for an answer.
Not these days. Like, look, these kids today do not take no for an answer. Like, they just don't. There's something somebody they can talk to, plead. There's something that can be done. Like, there is somebody. Well, let me talk to somebody. That's how the new kids are.
Yeah. Everybody. And then my thing is, your mama coming through trying to justify whatever you did or didn't do.
Then you have one kid say they was like, they was gonna turn to stripping if they ain't.
Honey, that and that is, it's still there. It's a fresh new email came in today.
Oh my god!
So last week, yes, it was on the table, but it got real. it got real today.
Hello, look. So you mean tell me the parent hit you up and was like, look, if my child don't pass his class, they about to start stripping.
No, the class, the child is already on their way.
They on their way.
The child already on I-10, headed to where they going. So therefore,
the Big Easy.
They already done put this plan in motion. So what I'm gonna do is stop the child.
Look, no, don't
from
stop
doing
your child. Look, let
what
her
you
go.
Need to do.
Let her go live her life. If she wants to go be a dancer, and hey, that you obviously you're not cutting it in the field that you're in right now.
I'm going to need that to not be your plan. Not to drop out of school to go. I mean, like, if stripping is your backup plan, and your backup plan is not going to work. I can tell you that now.
Well, what if she just
Your body ain't right. I'm just
being
real.
A couple of nights away from having a new body. All she got to do is work real hard. They'll put on to the people that's giving
them
fake butts.
Them people going
to
throw them damn Mardi Gras beads and everything else at them. Dumb people is not throwing no money at that one right there. I'm not trying to hate on nobody and what they got going on, but that one right there ain't selling. At the end of the day, you know, people do what they choose to do, but they constantly climbing the ladder. And the problem is, you know, when you work at a place where there's so many rules that are broken on a regular basis,
it's
easy for somebody to scream foul play, and then when they go and look at it.
You just did this last semester.
Yeah,
for this world, what you mean?
And you done did more for less.
Yes,
you know
I heard.
Less worthy people. So it's like the word is out. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do. So all I got to do is cut up, go on social media, do a couple of cartoons, call y'all out y'all name, and then y'all want me to calm down. So y'all will give me enough to just shut me up and get me back in school. But my thing is, it's just like, the people just don't understand. I don't care what kind of profession you in, whether it's in the medical field where you can, you know, change lives or, you know, cause harm or what have you to people. You got to realize that school is more than just, you know, trying to slide through to get a grade. You got to be willing to learn the information so that you can do something with it, not just get out here and pretend to be something that you're not. But it was just kind of, I mean, it's not funny. I try to laugh at it because I can't get too emotionally vested into some of these things, but when I tell you, it's getting wild. People calling favors on every level, and it's just like it's wild when you got your parent co-signing on it. Oh, you going blind? You going blind? You losing your mind?
Well, you don't need to be
child.
You don't need to be in school
clearly,
then if you're going blind.
No. I'm talking to mama. Oh. So the mama saying, "Help me! I'm losing my daughter. I'm losing my sight." And now I believe her in that one part that she's losing her sight because you don't know what your daughter look like. If you think that one they're selling, you clearly can't.
Everybody think their kid is the fastest, prettiest.
Yeah,
know,
I mean they might,
smartest.
But people need to be real with themselves too. And that ain't that right there. That ain't it.
Yeah, just tell them, like, look, man, it's not too late to change your major, man.
You can do something else instead of that. You ain't got to go to stripping, but
just go business like everybody else go to school for business. Like
people do other stuff, but yeah. I mean, and then it's just, I don't know. We got people on the in the job. You're always checking for folk. You know, it's the summertime. Niggas getting ghosts, so people want to come through. Oh, have you seen so and so?
They do
no,
that shit on purpose. They do that shit.
I haven't. Where can I, I'm like, she's never here. Where do I sign up? Where do I apply for this job? I'm not a supervisor.
Hey, I'm here.
I don't know.
I'm here. That's all I know.
Check that
I'm
box.
Here. You saw me today. So when you go around talking about this person, you just make sure you include in the story that, I always go down there and Dr. Queen Germ's always there.
So I'm like, bro, y'all be with the foolery. I mean, she has to make the highest hourly wage of all of us. If you counting the times that she here versus what she get paid, probably.
About
our
dogs? So but look, though, that's been going on for about 9 years. So I'm like,
but my thing is the bad thing about it is that people don't realize when you own the hot seat. Sometimes
it's been hot for a minute though.
Yeah, but when administration keep changing, you get your sheet get clean again.
Okay.
So with all of the changes that have occurred, people who are in power know what you ain't doing, but the people that are in charge don't really know what you ain't doing. So it's just like it's gonna end up catching up with you because of the fact that these same small players in the mix are constantly after what you doing because they see that you living the life of Riley and they actually having to work a little bit for their check.
Yeah, ain't nobody working hard around there. No. But that's the sad part about it. Ain't nobody working hard around there.
I mean, my thing is I don't worry that much about people, so I don't really care that I don't care enough to be trying to put nobody in, get nobody in trouble and shit like that. So it is what it is. But it's been
until it start affecting my job, I don't give a fuck what you do.
I know I don't.
As long as it don't affect my job, like if I ain't got to do double the work because your ass ain't here, I don't give a fuck. Like that's your motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when it starts affecting me and I got to pick up the slack, oh, it's a problem then. Because I'm like, look, man, like this motherfucker got to bring his ass to work.
Exactly. So,
but you know, hey, that's...
But people be nosy because they ain't got enough shit to do. And that's the thing I always say. If you got time to mind somebody else's business, you ain't got enough business.
You ain't working either.
Yeah, and you ain't got enough business of your damn self. Because I don't understand how you down the hallway, but you all over the building. Like...
They beating people like that. You see them all across campus. You're
like, all over the place, but you worrying about what the next person doing. But meanwhile, you ain't doing your job. So, you know, I just try to stay in my lane and mind my business and do them, you know, and do the best I can. But I work with some nosy niggas who just can't stay in their lane. So,
well, anyway. Well,
How about you? I did it this time.
Oh, man. You know, I had a little pretty good week. And I celebrated my birthday, celebrated Mother's Day, and
I don't know who mama you were celebrating with.
Hey man, according to the internet, if you sucked on any girl's titties, you owe them a Mother's Day card. Goddamn,
is that right?
That's what the meme's saying. If you ever sucked on my titties, I'd be expecting a Mother's Day gift.
Oh, okay. Well, I should get a lot of gifts since that's okay. I need to put my address out there.
Yeah, I ain't know Queen Germ was a thot in her former life, huh? Y'all didn't know that, did you?
I ain't no thot just because somebody like to let their titties get sucked on.
Hey, I mean, I just, like I said, hey, you live your life, you know what I'm saying?
I'm living it, honey.
Okay. But yeah, man, other than that, man, my week was straight, man. Nothing important happens to me, man. It's not football season. Y'all don't care about my week. That's the only thing y'all care about, the Gladiator updates, man. They'll be coming soon, man. But we gotta get into this outline before we get too late. You know what I'm saying? Starting off, Kim and Kanye had another baby. It arrived like an Amazon package. Like, they was like, the baby arrived. Like, of course, she had it by surrogate. And this is kid number 4 for them, I think. They got North, Saint. I think one of them named, like, Chicago or some shit like that. West Side. We don't know what the name of this baby is, but we're going to speculate. What do you think the name of this baby going to be?
I can't play that game because I don't care.
I mean, come on. It's fun because they got weird names. Let's see. Kanye kids' names. Let's see. You got the oldest one is North, I think. You got Saint, North, and Chicago. Yeah, that's their names. Saint West, Northwest, and Chicago West. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So what do you think this fourth one going to be named?
Diablo.
Diablo West. I think he's going to name the kid MAGA because Chicago is only 1, North is 5, and Saint is 3. He might name this kid MAGA West.
Okay. I'm going to need him not to. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really care enough about them to think about it. I ain't even going to speculate.
My CBD baby shower. What the fuck is a CBD?
That's them products that y'all like.
That's why I was wondering, like, a CBD.
Your baby better be retarded.
Oh, no. She ain't had a baby.
Who was this?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I thought you were saying that that's some other
people. Look, you said, we celebrated our baby boy about a week ago, and now he's here. He's so perfect. Here are some pics of my CBD baby shower. I was freaking out for nothing because he is the most calm and chill of all my babies so far, and everyone loves him so much.
Let me see. Is it a picture of the kid or no?
No.
That's the baby shower.
Yeah, that's the baby shower. They haven't, you know, they got to do the rollout for the kid now. It's not, they're not just going to throw the kid out there, you know, looking weird and shit. You know, they're going to Photoshop the baby. You know what I'm saying? He might be getting some plastic surgery done right now as we speak.
I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that might be why we're waiting to see the baby because they just can't throw any baby out there.
I guess.
So she didn't have, you know. So how do you feel about this surrogate stuff?
I'm not a fan.
Like,
I mean, it's not respectable.
As a woman that carried a baby.
It's not respectable.
Like, you know, like, what if you, okay, now beyond reasons of that you can't conceive.
Yes,
but if you can conceive and you're just having a surrogate because you don't want to go through the 9 months and the hard work of getting your body back together and all that, you know what I'm saying? That's just the easy way out. I don't know about that. So that's as a mother.
Saying. I'm just saying, like, if you doing it because you want to have a baby and you cannot carry a baby physically,
mm-hmm.
I get that. Because yeah. that's just, you know, what it's it is. And you have no choice in the matter. Yeah. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. But when you talking about the whole fact that you lazy or you vain, I'm
you.
Not, thanks, but no thanks.
No.
I'm just not a fan. I don't respect it at all. So people can feel however they want to feel. People think because you make enough money or have enough money that you can do whatever you want. And you can to a certain extent. But yeah, that right there, it's not a respectable thing at all because you running around here talking about you got X amount of children. If you didn't even take the time to have your babies, I know you ain't raising them. So you ain't no mama.
Yeah.
Like, you're a breeder. You're not a parent.
Owner.
I mean, yeah, you just putting it together and you ain't even being the person to have nothing.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. A breeder.
It's just, yeah, I'm saying like you just handling of this, you know, manufacturing process of having a child, but you don't have any part in it except for your DNA is being donated.
Is it?
I mean, I would hope that your eggs are being put into... I mean,
oh,
you
so that's
no
how
surgery.
They do it. That's how they do
it. Yeah, they go... It's basically they, like a test tube baby that they plant into the surrogate mother, and they allow the baby to grow into them, and this person has your child for you. So is his sperm, her egg, incubating in this person's body?
Hey, man, how... Like, okay, now...
And that lady is getting paid. Whoever the heck this person is, you're getting paid. Now, my stuff worked real good. I could have had 12 people... rich people babies.
So you would do that for somebody? If somebody came to you the right price?
I mean, if they came at the right price, I probably would. But
okay,
I'm not
now it's time to give up the baby. You done carried this baby for 9 months. Now it's time to give it up. You got to remember all these nights you done went through, rolling around, tussling, hustling, you know. Now you got to get this baby up. You think you still could do it? But you got to check, though. You got to, you told this person.
That's the terms of our agreement. I have to keep my life together.
Damn. See, that's the flip side of the surrogate thing, man. You know, like, I don't see myself, like, if, you know, I can't carry a baby, of course, but I just couldn't do that. Like, you know, now, you know, if you just want some of my sperm, and you know, cool. Because I was watching...
Oh, it's cool?
I mean, that's not even emotional attachment. I mean, you know.
So you going to have babies all floating around the sit?
I mean, if you done donated sperm, it's a good chance you got babies
floating
around.
Have you donated sperm?
I'm not going to say that right now.
You going to tell me?
Why?
Nigga.
Listen, I've been poor before, and
what?
And I needed money.
You've been poor a lot of times.
Exactly. So if I see somebody gonna offer me some money for something that I just regularly do, oh yes, I'm taking it.
Really, nigga?
I'm taking it.
But you didn't think that after 18 years, I'm not supposed
to. I mean,
to
it doesn't matter.
So that means my kids can have siblings?
No,
that they
can't.
Don't know nothing about. Yes, they can. It's your sperm, nigga.
But that's, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, we'll talk off.
I mean, we're talking now, but I mean, it's just
because you with the bullshit.
I'm just saying, like, that was just. I mean, who knows, bro? Like,
I hope they tested that because that shit is probably.
That's what I said. They probably didn't use my
contaminated
shit.
With all this like, damn weed levels. You got.
They probably was like, bro, this man came in. This what are we trying?
Gonna be retarded.
We can grow some weed with this motherfucking sperm right here. That's what we gonna use for fertilizer. That's what we. It ain't fertilizing no egg. It's gonna fertilize some seeds.
Yeah, apparently. That right there.
Those are my kids. I got some clones.
Oh, shit.
Some weed strain out there. Gorilla glue. Yeah, I made that shit.
That I can believe. But not anything other than that. I'm going to need you not to have
man.
Putting nobody's child in jeopardy for that foolishness.
Amen. But you know, it is what it is. I like I said, so. And then I think, you know, like I said, this is not to the women that can't carry. This is not to y'all. We're talking about the ones that choose a surrogate because they don't want to mess their body up. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it cheapens the whole motherhood aspect of it because part of you being a mother is being pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, you know.
And if you just got to go to the gym a little bit to get back to where you want to be, then do that. But to say that it's not even like it's an issue of my health. Like, the doctors told me if I carry a baby, you know, whatever is going on with me, I may die or whatever. It's nothing like that. No part of your health is in jeopardy. And you choose to have a surrogate simply because of the fact that it's the easy way out. And no, I don't have respect for that because it's just crazy. Like, I mean, except for your own personal gain, this is all about you.
Yeah.
So having a kid without having stretch marks, without going through labor without carrying a child for 9 months is all about you.
Yeah.
So it's all self-serving. What's the purpose of you even wanting to have a child?
Yeah, like, dude, I think you wouldn't even love that kid. Like,
yeah, because it's not like, even
you
the
know
same.
What I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, you mind, but, you know, I don't really have that connection.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't, you know, it just feel like I'm...
Like, you didn't live inside of me. I don't have those stories to think about. Oh, my God, you used to always put your foot in my rib. You always used to, you know what I'm saying, roll around on this side or blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's nothing there.
Yeah.
I mean, delivering, oh, I was in labor for 19 hours and blah, blah, blah. No, you walked in a room with your cute little outfit on, got this baby from this woman.
Had a baby shower.
Yeah,
baby shower.
And you ain't even carrying no baby.
You looking fabulous at the baby shower.
Yeah,
most
women,
they baby showers got big stomachs. And
got to.
you got all your famous friends decked out and everything.
I mean, and then for one, you don't even look like a mother-to-be when you got your damn titties sitting up there.
What?
I'm like, you got on a see-through blouse and all kind of old carrying on. That's what the mama supposed to look like?
Hey, man. The Kardashians, man, they do it another level, man.
Like I said, people ain't let them have too much fame.
They take
they
it
need
to another
back.
Level. Well, we got to move on. We spent almost 10 minutes on the Kardashians. Wow. They hey, look, boy, they dominate everything. But thank you for the content.
Yeah.
More money, more problems. Yeah, I remember a whole lot of forecasts ago, we talked about a girl in Charlotte. Not Charlotte. Charlotte. The mother of four that worked at McDonald's that won the lottery, a whole bunch of money. Well, we got an update. Apparently, she has spent $21 million on her little deadbeat-ass baby daddy. And he cheated on her, had girls extorting her for money and all that. And he back in jail now. And her pastor is suing her for more money. So, here go the story. Marie Holmes, she won the Powerball back in 2015. Some things that Marie Holmes was 27-year-old, single mother, four children, living in a mobile home in Charlotte. And she was broke. And her lottery ticket purchase in North Carolina Powerball in 2015 was her last resort. Like I said, she worked at McDonald's, Walmart worker. She won $188 million. She was either to receive installments of $188 million over a period of 30 years or take a one-time lump sum of $127 million. She is capital B black, so you know what she did. She took the $127 lump sum, collected cash immediately.
I'm going to play that number tomorrow.
What?
$127.
Okay. The father of her children, he was in and out, having run-ins with the law. The pastor of her church, Kevin Matthews, was like a father figure to her and gave support and encouragement, promising that the church would always be there for her. She was known in the community as being a regular and faithful churchgoer, attending with her four children every Sunday. However, there came a twist in their relationship shortly afterward. Marie decided to give 10% of her winnings to the church, the Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church. After taxes, the amount was about $1.5 million. The largest contribution made to the church from a lottery win ever. Up until then, the biggest donation had been $100,000. You know what I'm saying? So that's from a lottery. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure ain't nobody had no $1 million to give them out of any other money.
So in a curious twist, Pastor Matthew saw the donation as an insult, knowing that she had won $127 million. And so he was just like,
I don't owe you $12 million.
He said he decided to sue her, stating that she had verbally pledged $10 million to the church.
Uh-uh.
He said that he had gone ahead and made financial investments based on her statement.
Uh-uh.
So basically, Pastor then went and started spending money he ain't have.
Exactly. And I promise you, the Lord speaks against that. So I don't believe for 1 second that you think that that's cool.
She said she said she would honor the $10 million to the church. She had already given the church $680,000.
Because I want to know what the membership is at this church. Because y'all niggas, if I didn't ever win this money, where you thought them $10 million was gonna come from? You would have never made whatever plans that you had to do none of that.
Yeah.
I promise you, out of my $10 million, the pastor got a good million.
Oh, what?
A good million. So no nigga,
pastor
I didn't
got ten
I
million.
Didn't,
fuck you mean?
Oh!
Stress was a big factor for Pastor Matthews during this time.
Childhood.
And he told the press, because of the emotional distress and mental stress they put me through, I had to start taking more medicine for anxiety and depression due to this situation.
He's smoking weed.
The pastor didn't got goddamn like, what you stressed for? Like, you want this money from this woman. Like, you just like, oh, now you know we've been there for you. You ain't, she gave you $680,000. I'm sure y'all ain't never gave her that money. So, y'all even. Like, whatever she gave y'all $680,000, leave her alone. Like, that's why I told her she should have left at the beginning. You cannot stay in that little ass town and you the richest motherfucker there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't stay there.
You got to go.
You were living in a trailer. Said she bought a big old house.
I knew that was your cousin.
And turned out later that the property had previously been a slave plantation. So, you know, she was out there just being niggerish out there. Marie's winning ticket was actually bought by her mother, who confessed the fact on TV program, Ileana Fix My Life.
So now the mama's
the mother said she even chose the numbers, but Marie did, however, pay for the ticket. Oh, wait, hey. Hey, that trumps everything. I paid for the ticket.
Them my $2.
Yeah, like, them my $2. Like, bump that. You can pick all the numbers you want. Thompson, she paid. She actually bought the ticket. You ain't buy shit.
Exactly.
You ain't buy it. You went in the store and purchased it. I bought it.
Yeah, but that was my $2. Mm. Shit, the numbers on the paper. You worrying about what you pick. Shit.
She has invested $10 million into a charitable organization called the Marie Holmes Foundation. But that convicted felon she got, he regularly drew money on her money. He wants to post bail from his prison sentence. They say he spent $21 million on his last baby daddy, Lamar McDowell, on jewelry and new cars.
Mm-mm.
This man.
Ain't no way.
20.
And then he couldn't stay his ass out of jail?
Nigga. And he had some girl, like, I told you he was cheating on this shit, had her extorting money from him and stuff. I was like, this nigga dumb, bro.
And she had enough money, she could have had somebody to handle him.
Bruh, she should have just left. Like, once you get that money, go, move. Like, you, man, move to Charlotte. Get out of Charlotte. Move to Charlotte. You
whatever. Know what I'm saying?
God damn, it's people with money in Charlotte. They ain't going to treat you like this.
Yeah.
You in this little-ass town, and police running up. Get rid of these, man. Brother. Pastor of the church, talking about you caused him emotional distress.
Child, please.
Nigga, stop talking about something. I had already made investments.
I mean, and you ain't had no business making no investments based on no money that I told you. And then I promised you that girl and tell them people they was going to give them no $10 million. Ain't no way in the world. I mean, y'all done conned this woman and then made her feel bad.
You got to get a lawyer hit 10%. And she ain't know what 10% was.
And she might have just said,
she probably like, I give y'all $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's good. That's good.
Yeah, 1.8. He like, no, girl, that ain't 10%. That 1%. Exactly. Like, what you doing?
You done moved that decimal 2 times, bro.
Yes, sir. So, you know. Damn, Marie.
Yeah, I mean, that shit messed up. Especially when you talking about people that's in your circle that you should be able to trust. You think about the church. You think about your mama. What? You for real? I mean, I'm glad my mama don't like to play the lotto. Mm. I don't care what nobody says.
Anyway, Betty would give it all. She wouldn't even.
She'd be like, this money ain't for me. The Lord want me to bless somebody. The Lord
me to bless everybody.
No, ma'am. You got 5 kids, nigga. You better cut this check.
Yeah, first of all, like, you better give us our spirit first.
Now, you can take whatever left.
We give you 10% to your missionary
exactly.
work.
You can do what you want to do, but we going to get this here money. Don't do that. I tell my daddy all the time, you better let mama pick them numbers. We'll win for sure. We done been trying this your way. For years, we need to get this money.
She probably been giving y'all the numbers, giving y'all those scriptures.
Them scriptures every time that we ain't.
Y'all be playing, y'all be looking at the numbers she's saying in the scriptures that she be sending y'all. Start playing them damn numbers.
Might need to. Yeah. Maybe I can get me one this weekend.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, so man, shout out. I mean, that's case when of more money.
Move.
More money, more problems. Especially if you're in a little ass town, bro. Don't stick around.
Moral of the story.
Let's bring it down here to Florida, man. Reading the story, this teacher in, let me see what town this is. I want to get it right.
No, you don't.
A Florida mom was charged with multiple counts of felony child abuse after her daughter's school found hundreds of bugs in the young girl's backpack, according to police.
They didn't count them shits.
Police arrested Jessica Stevenson last week after her second grade daughter repeatedly came to school wearing clothes that were caked with filth and a backpack infested with bugs, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office said. Authorities say they conducted a wellness check at the child's home in Milton, Florida.
Your people.
About 20 miles northeast of Pensacola, where they discovered an infestation of roaches, broken windows, and bags of trash throughout the home and yard. The home was extremely filthy, barely furnished, and authorities said there was no edible food inside. The second grader was one of 5 siblings who were apparently sleeping on soiled mattresses on the floor among piles of cat feces, according to police. Surprisingly, Stevenson's bedroom was abnormally clean in comparison to the rest of the home, with a flat-screen TV and fresh bed linens.
That's the mama.
Yes. The closet was filled with clean clothes, but the children's closets were not. Mm-hmm. Kids between 5 and 14 have been temporarily moved from Stevenson's care. Hey, they better off right now, man. Hey,
I mean, that's some bullshit.
Hey, look, they better put them motherfuckers in a goddamn room together.
Yeah, they got to rinse them all.
Yeah, like y'all got
to. They got to wash together and all. They need
y'all
got to
be quarantined. They be like, fuck that. We just can't be unleashing y'all in society. You know what I'm saying?
They need to wash them outside. Because them, I mean, just like for real, put them in the backyard, stand them in a, like one of them little throwaway pools, and rinse them churn down.
I put
like,
them in a little with sit a them drain in some bleach with water, some, spray their ass down.
Because that right there, that I mean, like that is
send
unreal.
Send their ass through the car wash.
You talking about? And this is the thing about people that I don't understand. When your shit is all messed up, why the fuck do you have an animal? Like you talking about cat feces? That means you may have more than one cat trampling around in there. You got five kids, but your room clean and the whole house, the rest of the house. Is looking a mess. Now, that in itself just looks ridiculous. Especially if you talking about, if you living nasty, you got to know how to cover your stuff. When your churn come out the house, nobody supposed to know that that's what you going to find behind them doors. If you telling the stuff is caked up on the child, dirty stuff, whatever, and then you got hundreds, which I say nobody counted, but you got an infestation of bugs coming out your book bag. That's a problem.
It said the neglect allegations came to light on April 18th when the second grader told authorities she couldn't remember the last time she had a shower or bath. Officials at school said they repeatedly given her clean clothing, but she would keep them on for several days in a row, even as they became more and more soiled. Investigators said the young girl's clothing was so soiled that it was caked on fecal matter and urine soaked in.
Jesus. See, that, I mean, and that's no good. Like, what kind of parent are you? What are you doing? Every day, because for one, you were screwing somebody for a nice little decade and a half, because you got children that line up from 14 to 5.
Yeah.
So even with all of that going on, somebody running up in there. Who is with you, laying with you, and I guess because the room clean, they come back there, they trample through all that filth and get to the clean room and do whatever they do with you. But it don't make no sense to me as to what kind of parents send their child out the house like that. Like, did they ever say about what her job was?
She works at Circle K convenience store.
Interesting.
She was arrested on 5 felony counts of child neglect without great bodily harm. She was released on a $2,500 bond. So she got out of jail for $250?
Yeah. What'd you say, $2,500?
Yeah.
So that mean that was $250.
Yeah. So she got out on $250 bond. Yeah. That shit might set her back, though. That shit hurt.
Yeah, she worked at Circle K, so.
Yeah.
I worked at Circle K before.
Oh, she got out the same day, though. No, she got out Saturday.
That heifer should be still in prison, in jail, or whatever.
The woman's beauty claims that she neglected her children and viewer reporters.
Oh, she's doing the best she can, and she's trying to clean up something.
Yeah, unfairly targeted her. How many unfair? Your kids smell like shit.
Exactly, and piss.
Like, your kids smell like shit in my classroom every fucking day.
And then they had the nerve to bring these roaches up in here. Now, you done brought the roaches into the daggone schoolhouse.
Then she started capping. She said, "We have roaches. People all the time tell me everyone in Florida has roaches."
No,
ma'am. No.
We don't have roaches.
Nah, look, I don't know. You need to get out your motherfucking neighborhood. Cause,
y'all neighborhood nasty.
Yeah, because everybody don't have roaches in Florida now. You might get one of them big-ass palmetto bugs. Nah, them ain't roaches.
Outside,
that ain't a roach. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about the man of, the infestation that you got going on inside.
Everybody don't have roaches like that, bro. Like,
not traveling in the book bag and the stuff coming out the house. No ma'am.
She's a single mother living on a low income. It's not easy when you're one person and 5 kids.
Yeah.
I want to do better and I'm trying. You can try by cleaning up your fucking house or making them niggas clean the fuck up. Something.
I mean, my thing is, you telling me that if your child got a book bag with bugs in it, you don't see the bugs? The bugs are in your car.
Yeah.
The bugs are all over that house. The bugs are on every child that you have in there. So what part of let's just stay here is it that you with? Because for you to tell me that you got the people surveyed your house and your bedroom is clean and it has furniture in it as well as a television. You telling me that you want somebody to believe or feel sorry for you, because that means you clearly had enough to keep a TV and some furniture in your bedroom, but these children are living like wild animals. That's not okay with me. So yes, it is neglect, because you have purposely showing us that you don't see that living is appropriate for you. You ain't living like that. So if you can go in your room and have serenity, how the hell you think these children supposed to be out here fighting with the cats for food and washing and carrying
on? Ooh, shit. Ugh, disgusting. And if you was wondering, yes, they are. They are white. You know, just if you was wondering,
just in case,
yeah, they white. Like, this is not,
this ain't us.
That's not, we don't get down like that. Nah. Not too many of us. Like, we got a couple on this,
yeah,
nasty,
we got a couple of them nasty, but
nasty like that. But you know, not most of us, extent. Yeah, we don't, nah. Entitlement issues, like we was talking about earlier, these kids today think they deserve everything, and apparently, in a school in what state is this? And apparently a school in, come on now.
But he got a
in Rhode Island. Apple. Yeah. Students in Rhode Island line up for cafeteria next week. They have no shortage of lunch options. You know what I'm saying?
All the extravagance.
But for some, making a decision won't be necessary. Starting Monday, any student with unpaid lunch debt will be automatically given a sunflower seed, butter, and jelly sandwich instead of hot food, the city school district announced. Officials told the Providence Journal that the policy is necessary because the district is owed tens of thousands of dollars in lunch money on top of contending with a budget deficit in the millions. So, how do you feel about that?
They got every right to do it. Ain't nobody saying nobody don't need to feel bad about mm-hmm. it. Shit, if your child eating, that's all that matters. Yeah, yeah. I know a long time ago. I mean, you know, it makes sense anyway, but the old people used to say, a full stomach is a full stomach. Yeah, yeah. It don't matter what you fill it up
exactly.
with. So if I'm filling mine up with the sunflower seed,
and the butter and jelly
sandwich, then that's fine.
Yeah.
You ain't got to have hummus and whatever else the people got to offer. You need to get whatever the people giving you for free because they still incurring the cost because the bread and the jelly and the butter, whatever kind it is, it's going to cost them something. It's just not going to cost them as much as the other things that they got out there as options. So to me, it ain't shaming nobody. Mm-hmm. I feel like the kids should be taught
that
it's not a conversation to have. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It don't need to make nobody feel bad. But like you say, it's a life lesson.
Yeah.
If I don't have it, I can't get it.
Okay, so
what you gonna do?
It sounds like these kids that can't afford lunch need to tell their parents to sign up for the fucking free lunch program.
Their
parents need to get their motherfucking pride out their motherfucking ass and say, hey, let me sign my kid up for this free lunch program since apparently y'all can't pay the bill or whatever it costs to eat at this school. Sign up for the free lunch. Then that way you ain't got to worry about it. Because back in my day, if you didn't have no lunch money, you didn't motherfucking eat. They didn't give a fuck. They didn't give you shit. Like if you ain't have free lunch or you know what I'm saying, you couldn't pay for lunch, they ain't give you no mercy meal, they ain't give you nothing. So at least they give you something. Like, nigga, man.
I mean, my biggest thing is the fact that if you got options of hummus and whatever the hell, vegetables and all kind of carrying on, you telling me there's a motherfucker at your school that can't pay for some shit and y'all got hummus on the menu?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you lying. This ain't the same school. If you telling me that you got chicken parmesan melt on the menu, for real, you got fresh vegetables, you got burgers, you got sweet potato tots.
Don't be fooled. Michelle Obama fucked up the lunch program in the schools now. They serving these kids bullshit.
I know they are, but what I'm saying is,
it say chicken parm melt, but that shit is like, it's disgusting. It's still that same piece of chicken that they used to serve us. It's like they put some weak ass parmesan cheese and some tomato sauce on it, some goddamn cheap ass industrial, and they call it a parmesan melt. It's some Michelle Obama bullshit. Like she.
Okay, well I'm gonna let y'all have it, but I can tell you one thing: if you got any options, you got sweet potato tots, you have a burger, you got tortilla chips and fresh vegetables. Whatever your situation is, you got enough stuff in there that sound like y'all at a school that. You all of y'all ought to be able to have lunch included in whatever y'all paid to be there. Because this don't sound like no regular menu. Mm. And even if it is for a regular public school, I just feel like...
It's Rhode Island, bro. I mean, they weird up there.
Yeah, but I'm saying that if you can't afford to pay for it, eat the doggone peanut butter and jelly or sunflower seed jelly.
But you got people that's arguing, you know, saying that, you know, it's embarrassing to the kids. It's lunch shaming. Lunch shaming is not eating. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh. So, and then they was like, you know, kids don't have no control of their parents' finances. Even one local restaurant offered to pay $4,000 to wipe out some of the debt, and the school denied it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I mean, my thing is, the school has the right to do whatever they want to do as long as, my thing is, every child eats. What they eat, as long as it's not, you know what I'm saying? As long as it's a food item and it's something that is of quality grade, then we ain't got no problem. Because for one thing, people have to understand is, I would like to live in at least an 8-bedroom house. 2 stories. That's my preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big backyard, fenced in. I might even want to ride in a Maserati on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like these things, but they're not things that I can actually afford.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, in life, very early on, we have to expose our children to the facts.
Teachable moments, son.
And so it's like, okay, you're eating. Be satisfied that you're eating.
Yeah, every day.
It's no need for you to say, oh, well, I would like to try the whatever else on the menu.
They having pizza today. Nope, you can't have pizza. You got to eat this peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
This is where you are. And they did you a favor because they know that some kids have peanut allergies.
Yeah.
So they came with y'all with the sunflower butter and jelly.
Look how bougie that is.
So that tells me right there, these people ain't that broke.
Yeah.
So either I think that the financial part is not a priority for these parents. They thinking like, hell, I send my child to school. I give them breakfast before they go. If they don't like the lunch, they can eat whatever the little sandwiches the people giving them, and they can eat when they get back home to the house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, me personally, I don't see nothing wrong with it because the children, shoot, some of them need a little peanut butter and jelly or whatever sandwich just so they can know that is real.
Sunflower butter.
Yeah. Let me get it right. Yeah. It just sounds weird saying that.
I didn't know there was such thing as sunflower butter.
Yeah. Everything got a butter nowadays.
I didn't know that. I'm amazed. People be like, yo, niggas be saying shit. I be like, what? Like, nigga, what happened to just peanut butter? Like, what is this stuff? Like, wow.
Oh, they got it. They got it all for you.
Almond butter.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of spreads.
Wow. But yeah, man. So yeah, hey kids, man, y'all need to just toughen the fuck up. Hey, did y'all know, hey, back in our day, school lunch was what, about $1.95?
Yeah, $1 or $2.
About high school, you know, high school.
High school, it was like
$2. And reduced lunch was how much?
I don't know.
Reduced lunch was 40 cents. Guess how much reduced lunch is today?
Still 40 cents.
Still 40 bucks.
That's the reason why I ain't got no damn money.
What the fuck? There's no way. Reduce, like, what's the difference between me paying full price, you paying reduced, and you getting it free? So either I got to pay whatever $2. The full price is, $2.75, it's like $3 now.
Yeah, it is.
Or 40 cents, or you get it free. How is reduced lunch still 40 fucking cents?
Somebody must have wrote a grant, and it's some supplement coming in.
It got to be 40.
Somewhere, because it ain't nothing stayed the same price for 20 years.
I mean, reduced lunch been 40 cents forever. Forever.
Forever, ever?
For at least 35 years.
And that don't make no sense.
That's crazy.
But
I remember my homeboy had to reduce lunch. He only had to come up with 40 cents. That shit used to be, he like, nigga, I could bum that from somebody. Like, bro, he was like, I can get 40 cents every 40 day. Cent. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but when you say toughen up, it's just like, now, I mean, I even have grown people who, they don't even think about the fact that, I mean, like, you whine and complain about everything. Student today, you come in there mad because your experiments ain't working. You've been working on this for 6 months. I get it.
It happens. It happens.
It's like that in the research lab.
Yeah.
But why are you about to have a nervous breakdown or a meltdown all about, oh, I mean, I've been doing everything. I follow the protocol. I mean, I don't know what this country has come into. But, I mean, some of the people that I don't expect to be carrying on like this, they need to really toughen up.
It's some weak ass. That's why. It's some weak ass. Like, they ain't got the.
Like, they ain't never had no adversity in their life.
So, you know, it's just. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But stop being entitled, people. Stop being entitled. Well, let's take a walk on the wild side. I was searching on the internet the other day, and I don't know how I came across this, but I saw it on some website. And y'all know about the little cyber skin toys and everything like that. Well, apparently, they got one of some woman named April Flores. She's a voluptuous. It's called the April Flores Cyber Skin Voluptuous Vagina. So, fellas, what it basically is, it's some fat girl coochie. Complete with the fupa and everything. And it's one of the little toys that you can, you know, one of the little cyber skin toys.
The best $100 you ever spent.
Hey, $100. And it...
The best $100.
I mean, it comes with the cooch, with the fupa. You know what I'm saying? 11 by 9 inches. real life, like real butt. You know what I'm saying?
I'm choking over here.
Tighted ribbed entry design. More pleasurement than real woman. God, dog. That's what the ad is saying. More pleasure than a woman. I mean, I guess they're saying because, you know, it's just one of the best parts of a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Is it?
Yeah. So, you know, wow. So, fellas, if you ever been interested in a little more pork on your fork, you know what I'm saying?
My goodness.
Hey, go ahead and copy one of them, you know what I'm saying? See, you know, that's not full experience with a BBW though. Don't get fooled. It might be nice, but you got to get the full experience to understand why, you know what I'm saying, full-figured, voluptuous women are the best. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, man. Y'all skinny girls, man, hey, skinny girl can't do nothing for me, bro. Sorry.
I'm going to lose some weight.
No. I would not allow it.
Child,
I would secretly feed you. I'd put you on the feeder system at nighttime.
Child, please. You know I ain't no thing.
I'd be feeding you in your sleep.
I've been fat my whole life. It ain't much changed, y'all. Yeah. I'm mad. I mean, that thing looked crazy.
I mean, it, like I said, it just... I guess it's supposed to give you all the, but nah, bro. I mean, it's a nice little sample piece, I guess, for if somebody was
you
interested.
Must, you sound, you got one.
No, man.
I better check the closet.
Nah, bro. I couldn't do nothing like that. That should feel weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a piece of a human body.
I'm going to get you one for your Father's Day. That's what it is. Nah, Father's Day coming up.
Don't do that. Don't waste your money. Can't be wasting no nuts and no damn toy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what you talking about?
Mm-mm. If you say so.
So, question. Would you get one of those mold made? Like, mm-mm. Like for a gift for me, if I was like, yo, you know, like, let's wild out. Let's go get you a cyber skin made. Would you do that?
Mm-mm. You saying to get a thing of my stuff?
Yeah, made. Just, no, not like put on the market. Because, you know, no. Just. No, probably not.
Yeah.
What are you looking at over there? I hope you're doing some show stuff over here. Yeah. Not, yeah, it better be.
Yeah, stuff.
Yeah, because this is ridiculous.
You ridiculous. Anybody want to get their coochie molded for somebody to play with? Shit, that's nasty. I mean, because for me to get a mold, I got to lay up for somebody to get it molded.
You can make the mold yourself.
With who? Where?
They send a little, all you got to do is
make. But you know a little bit too much about this for my company.
I've seen the thing made on so many shows.
Okay, well, no, I would like for my stuff to be just a one of a kind. That's what I would like.
I got you. Would you buy any celebrities' penis molds?
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
That's amazing. I mean, if you want to play with one on me, that's different. But I'm not going to go out my way to go get nothing.
So who was somebody that you would want to get a mold made of?
I don't know. That dick got to be big. I ain't no need for me to. I mean, I don't know what's in your pants. I might think you sexy and then, hey, the thing might be coming up short.
Man. Well. TV talk, everybody. Queen Germ's not up.
I mean, what you want me to say?
I want you to talk about TV talk. Let's talk about The Chi.
Okay, what about it?
How'd you feel about this episode this week?
I love it. I think I'm a fan now at this point. So, your boy Emmett, he trying to get his baby mamas in line.
Hey.
It's just a mess. He don't have no real money. He tried to do the tough guy talk at first, talking about, oh, I ain't got no money. And in the eyes of the law, I'm unemployed and this, and this. Y'all got to take what I got. Then them girls was like, nah, bro, that wasn't sitting well with them. Then he had to come back with another little strategy, try to tell the people he sold his shoe collection to get up $1,200. And they was like, yeah, we know you ain't sell all them shoes. But, you know, he gave them all $400 a piece. So it was, you know, a little peace offering type deal. Him and his daddy fell out. Daddy was trying to give him a hard time, telling him about he need to get his life together. But, I mean, which he does.
Yeah. Dad is keeping it real with him, man. Dad is keeping it real with him. Like, that's one thing I've noticed. Like, even though you may look at his dad like he wasn't around, but he's actually giving him some gems. Like, listen, man, you need to, you know, I done been through what you're going through. You know, Emmett not seeing it, but he's seeing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my only problem with Emmett is he ain't got no facial hair, bro. And that shit bothers me when I'm watching the show. Because I'm like, bro, like, that shit look weird, bro. He ain't got nothing, no chin.
I mean, how old he supposed to be?
17, but goddamn, the other little kids got more facial hair than him. Like, little goddamn, little Randy or whatever his name is. What's the one with the braids? So it's Papa, Brandon, and I think it's not Randy. I can't think what his name is.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
But I think it might be Randy. I don't know.
I don't think it's Randy, but no. If you say so.
But yeah. As far as the kids, man, Papa won the motherfucking TV. He won the little candy.
Yeah.
You know, so I forgot how he said somebody got disqualified, but he ended up winning.
Okay, then. I didn't realize he said nobody got disqualified.
Yeah, that was how he pulled it off. I remember he was in third place. You know, and it was just like, come to find out. He said something however he won. So Papa won the TV and he going to the aquarium. So shout out to Papa.
Yeah, he got to go see the dolphins. He's serious about them things too. Everybody keep telling me, nobody care nothing about that. Yeah, Papa said, that's going to change his life. He
Papa said, man, so you know the Papa Cave got a 55-inch flat screen in it now.
Yeah.
Papa, so shout out to him. Kevin and Maisha, I think that's her name. Brandon and Maisha. You know what I'm saying? You know, he went to a little birthday party, kissed her and everything.
That boy named Brandon, too? Brandon is the chef.
No, his name is Kevin. Yeah, my bad. I said his name right the first time. And you know what I'm saying? Brandon is a chef, not the cook, as he told his girlfriend's friends.
But he got the good dick.
Thug dick.
The thug dick.
And that's what, you know, that's what she said. So he kicked the motherfuckers out. And you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, his girlfriend, she made a shady deal with the congressman or whatever, the alderman. And then told him not to do a shady deal with the Perry man, but you know Brandon went ahead and did it anyway. Got $10,000 from Mr. Perry, but he don't know that Mr. Perry got plans on that 10, looking to wash it through some shit. You know, implicate Brandon in some crimes. I think that's what's gonna happen. So watch out for that. Your boy, what's your boy name? Ronnie. Yeah, don't talk to me.
Oh yeah, Lord have mercy.
I said I was gonna do it. You don't, yeah, Ronnie.
Stop it. I mean, Ronnie is—he sound like a crazy person.
I said I'd fix it when I can.
I just be like, what is that voice all about? What is that voice all about? I wonder if he talk like that for real though.
I hope he don't. Ronnie probably from England or something like that. But anyway,
yeah, you—I can't take you seriously with that.
Hey, Ronnie, you know, so he is Miss Ethel came home and you know her TV being got
a
busted
regular
up.
Old person.
Yeah, Miss Ethel back home. Where's my coffee table at? Who moved my chair? And where's my TV? Oh, you're making me upset. You run. I need to go lay down. You know, she back just being a hellraiser. You know, saying so. Ronnie trying to school up some money to get a television. So he go cleans up a house and you know, and the man that you know played by the I can't think his name, but. It was his dad or whatever like that. And I mean, he knew, but you know, I guess that was just triggering some shit from him. And so, you know. So, Ronnie getting this shit together, man. Like I said, Brandon was in the little cook-off contest. He was in the finals, and he ended up losing to the chef of the restaurant he used to work at, the one that he was banging his wife. Yeah, and the dude stole his damn crab cake recipe and ended up winning with that. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, Brandon didn't win the little showcase. But that's about a good wrap up of the shot. I think we covered everything in the shot.
Yeah, you know most of the high points. Did you mention that? But you said they go together. But you did say that he gave her a kiss at the birthday party.
He gave her a kiss at the birthday party. Oh, you know, Maisha, she stayed with the fans somewhere, blowing on the man. Like,
She be giving it to him with this new hair she got. She got it going on now. You can't stunt on that.
Oh yeah, and then Kevin, he scored great on the test in the 99th percentile. So the teacher gave him a little. A brochure for a school on the north side, but he threw that shit away because he ain't leaving his niggas, man.
Yeah, he just tossed it. He knew he can't even take it to the mama.
Hey, I realized that's some real shit, dog. Like, he was like, man, I don't want to leave my friends, bro. Like, I get it, bro. I had to do that shit in fifth grade, man. I hated that shit. I was like, man, I got to go to this other school. Never should have did this.
Yeah, I never had to leave, but yeah, I guess I wasn't that smart.
Yeah, man. But anyway.
And the nigga said, yeah, man. Really?
Oh, no, great. You way smarter
moving.
Than me,
keep
man.
It moving. Keep
I,
it
I
moving.
I peaked early, man. I was smart in elementary school, man.
Whatever. You don't have to make me feel good. Mm-hmm. I got it. I'm okay.
Hey, man. Game of Thrones happened this week. Episode 5, Season 8. We had the big fight in fucking King's Landing. And it didn't go how most people planned. What we had was a heel turn from Dany. Dany went from being the everybody thought she was this little peaceful little girl, but she ended up destroying King's Landing just like her father did, or uncle, whoever. You know, yeah, her dad. She was on that dragon. She torched the fucking place, man. And she overdid it. Like, she was killing innocent people. And, I mean, she fucked this place up. And everybody was upset about that. But if you look at her fucking character, like, that's always been her. Like, she's never, like, we thought she was peaceful just because we saw her, you know what I'm saying, you know, get fucking raped by her husband and shit like that. We felt sorry for her, but then in the end, she turned out.
So her husband raped her?
Yeah, because she was, like, 14 or something, and they gave her to the Dothraki dude, Khal Drogo, and, you know, the first night they had sex, he just, like, he fucking raped her. Like, she know what's going on.
And you laughing.
I mean, you can laugh at it now because it's fake, but it's not real. But, you know,
that would be fake, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Game of Thrones. It's
yeah, that's not stupid. But we had, like I said, Dany destroying King's Landing. We had Varys. He got killed for treason for telling, you know what I'm saying, he was telling people about Jon being a rightful heir and all that stuff. So Dany had to get rid of him because, you know, Varys got little birds everywhere to spread his little fucking rumor. So who knows? Who knows now? Because once Varys know, like, it's a lot of people know. And Varys was trying to goddamn poison Dany. He was trying to kill her. You know what I'm saying? He had like one of his little birds trying to poison the food, but she ain't eat it or nothing like that. But what he don't know is you can't poison a fucking Targaryen, man. Like, can't do that. You know, you just got to chop a fucking head off. That's the only way.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Can't kill a Targaryen like that. Well, her, she can't. They tried to burn her up one time and they ain't burning. That's why she calls herself the Unburnt One. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's one of her AKAs.
Okay.
She got some sick AKAs. She be like, let me see. I'll read you her AKA list real quick.
Is it as long as yours? Really, nigga? I'm not interested if it is.
Let's see. Let me look this up real quick.
But I even see, I mean, there's so many different kinds of people that like Game of Thrones, but I just think it's odd.
You think it's odd? I mean,
yeah, I mean, like, it's like such the weirdest.
She calls herself the Queen of the Andals, the Rhaenyra, and the First Men, Protector of the Seven Kingdoms, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Lady of Dragonstone, Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, the Unburnt, the Queen of Marine. Daenerys of House Targaryen, the first of her name, Daenerys Stormborn, yeah, all that stuff, yeah. So she got some AKAs for your ass. When she's reading them out, it sounds real dope. But getting back to Game of Thrones talk, since we kind of veered off, this episode basically had Arya running around trying to not get burned up by the fucking dragon, and she was just torching the streets. We had the battle of the clay gang bowl, as they called it, the mountain and the fucking hound. They, you know, they had their little battle on the steps. It was pretty cool, man. He had falling stones and, you know what I'm saying, basically he didn't stab the mountain like 6 times. This motherfucker wouldn't die, man. So he finally just sacrificed himself and tackled this motherfucker off the side of the goddamn tower and fell into the fire. You know what I'm saying? So that was pretty cool. Euron got fucking flamed by the goddamn dragon, but he ends up swimming ashore and he bumps into Jaime and they have a useless fucking battle and Jaime ends up killing him, but he got mortally wounded by Euron, you know what I'm saying? So Jaime ends up running to find Cersei, who everybody wanted her to have like one of these epic deaths. Because Cersei's been a mean, evil, cruel bitch, like, since the time she's been on this show. I mean, that's the only way you can describe Cersei. You gotta call her a bitch. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know.
You said it a little stronger.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's, but if you watch the show, you'll understand. She's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, and,
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so everybody wanted her to have some kind of cruel death, but she ended up dying in her brother's arms and the building fall on them because they was trapped. They was trying to get out and they was trapped in the tower fell down or whatever, like the wherever they was underground and shit fell in on them. So everybody was upset about her death. But we did have a little dissent. So next episode, we're going to see some battle lines between like Dany's army. I think it's like motherfuckers seen what she did and they ain't cool with that shit because it was like they had already surrendered. You know what I'm saying? You ain't have to do that shit. Like, you had already took out all the little shit that could fuck you up. You ain't have to go kill all them innocent people. They had surrendered. You know what I'm saying? So you doing that shit was like overkill. So some of her army, like, they ain't cool with that. So I think we're going to have, it's the final episode. So, you know, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. It's a lot of spoilers out there. So don't read the spoilers. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to stay away from them. Curiosity going to kill the cat, though. I do believe that. But yeah, man. So that's enough Game of Thrones talk, man. It's a great show. It's about to end. I mean, just give me one reason why.
It's dumb.
What's dumb about it?
I mean, it's not real life.
But none of your shows are real life.
It's not, like, even possible to.
Okay, we get that. So what's wrong? What's wrong with that?
I mean, I guess because I don't really do the fantasy world. I don't. Like, that's not me. I mean, and I don't have nothing against, you know, those of you who like it. Mm-hmm. But I can't waste my time. Like.
So you rather watch, like,
anything else
besides fantasy? Like, I'm trying to get, like, So if you was gonna sit down, like, what's some of your favorite TV shows that's currently on, like, or this?
I don't know what currently on.
Or just of all time, just like, what's some shows that you just like? I love that show.
Golden Girls. Yeah, Golden Girls is one. Jessica Fletcher, Murder, She Wrote. That's another show I like. Living Single.
Interesting.
But
those are my grandma. They're my grandma favorite shows.
Whatever, nigga. I've watched lots of different things. Alf. Video Soul, and I mean, like, I've watched regular shows, like stuff that.
So you could watch Alf, but you couldn't watch Game of Thrones.
I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And Alf was supposedly an alien or whatever. He's which an alien is still life form. Not yes, real.
He ate cats.
But, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But that right there is just too far.
That motherfucker Alf would eat all the cats in the neighborhood, bro. Like, that shit crazy when you see Alf. They have a tail coming out of his mouth.
This is what happens.
Okay, like Alf, boy. That shit wild, bro.
Under the influence.
Wow. So, yeah.
Like I said, I mean, I've watched all kinds of regular shows. Martin. I mean, things that make you laugh, you know, have fun, not something like that. I mean, every show you got people dying, and that's something that's good. You think so?
What?
I mean, like, somebody dies every time.
On Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I mean, it's medieval times. Like, yeah, what's wrong with that? Like, this is barbaric times. Like, yo, that. The show is just showing how savage, like, white people are, man. Cause it's nasty motherfuckers. And it's just, like, it's just highlighting the savagery of white people, man. Like, I mean, then it's just, like, you know, got political stuff in it.
I guess.
It's just different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I was somewhere, heard a lady in the store talking about if she get bored, she just start watching the series all over again. And she's watched it at least 5 complete times.
Jesus
and
Christ.
She says she gets something new out of it every time she watches it. And it's just such a wonderful, you know, written thing. And I'm just like, okay. I mean, she's just talking about, I mean, hey, did you notice it? Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, nah.
So how did you even get in that conversation?
Because she said something about, I asked her what she did for Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when she started talking about she binged on Game of Thrones. I said, so you actually liked it? I'm talking about somebody I wouldn't think would watch that. Yeah. And so she just went, and then once I got her started, she did not stop anytime
like,
soon.
I mean, like, all my friends watch it. Like, that's what I was like, I mean.
I mean, a lot of my students watch it. They asked me one day in class, do you watch Game of Thrones? I was like, I mean, no, I can't. Yeah. I can't.
See? You're going to watch them.
Yeah, no, probably not. Yeah. But moving right along.
Yeah, man. I didn't get a chance to watch the Wu-Tang doc yet. I'll probably start watching that this week at work. You know what I'm saying? Get that out the way. You know what I'm saying? Watch that. So, yeah, that's all for TV talk, man. You got any Keep It 100s?
My Keep It 100 today is just saying, I guess my public service announcement, that life is fragile, and we should make sure that the people that you love and care about know that you love and care about them.
100.
It was not a bad thing, but just thinking about the fact that my dad had to have surgery this week, and it was, you know, not major, but major enough. So it just make you kind of think about things, and just even to see how he act getting closer to this day, going, having to have this surgery, you can tell that his temperament was different, because this is something that he's never had to do before. Being a 70-year-old man, you know, it's just kind of like a big deal, and just having to see that kind of process unfold. I just feel like it's very important that you do let people know how you feel about them. Because if nothing, even if nothing happens, to know that you have shared those thoughts and sentiments with the people who are closest to you, the people that you care about. So make sure if you haven't told somebody that you love them, that you know that you do, let them know.
Hey.
I love you. I love you, King Jerm.
Give them their flowers while they're alive, while they can still smell them, man. That's what I say all the time, man. So if you fuck with me, man, let me know why I'm alive. Don't be at my funeral like, yo, man. Nah, bro. Let me know now, bro. Let me die knowing I was getting love from all the people I thought I should be getting love from, man. So, you know, that's what's up, man. Well, my Keep It 100, man.
100.
Like I said, my birthday was Saturday. And, you know me. You know King Jerm, man. You know, hey, look, put a little post up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, asking for donations on my birthday. I only wanted a dollar. And certain people stepped up and took that initiative, and I want to shout them out right now. That was some real nigga shit right there. So shout out to, first of all, Be Easy. Shout out to Be Easy. Shout out from Steph for Be More. Shout out that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Ariana Games. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Shout out to Jessica Thompson. Shout out to April Thompson. And shout out to Jessica Johnson. You know what I'm saying? All y'all got them. Hey, I appreciate that, man. So, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all answered the call. And, you know, hey, that was some real shit. I appreciate it. And I'm going to pay it forward next time I see, like, you know, if somebody else do something like that, I'm going to pay it forward, man. Because that, like I said, just getting, you know, it was some funny bullshit. And, you know,
but you actually had somebody that wanted to come through for you.
Yeah, man. So shout out, man. Shout out to them, man. You know, it meant a lot to the old boy, man.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, that was my Keeping 100, man. You got any winners and losers?
Oh, yes. My winner today is going to be Michael Jackson's son.
Winner!
He graduated from college. So, even with all of the crazy stuff that has gone on in his life, Prince, actually graduated from college. And, I mean, now, one thing I am going to say, I know it's probably not the best thing. But these kids, I know that they, when they was little, I guess I stopped keeping track of them. But these kids don't look nothing like they belong to no black people.
Listen, Michael Jackson had so much money, he changed the DNA of them kids, bro.
But look at this.
He picked out what them kids were going to look like.
I mean, Blanket looked like, I don't know what that boy looked like. This is Blanket.
Yeah, I know the Blanket.
And this one is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to figure out, like, why do they look like that?
Because Michael Jackson, look, he took his DNA from him having vitiligo and made them the same color he was.
Okay, we're not even going to play with this here.
That's what he
but
did.
He my winner.
That's the DNA they got. They got that DNA. Michael Jackson changed his DNA.
Mm-mm.
That's how much money he got. Like, so they got how he looked. Like, mm-mm, present day Mike, now they ain't get dark skinned bell pepper nose Mike. They got they got no nose Mike DNA. I don't know how he did that, but that's when you got money, your DNA changes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And then this lady in the background, she in the picture, so she must be some kind of kindergarten. She got a baby up in there. I mean, like, what would be the purpose of you having the baby covered up in the
They don't want nobody, the picture's gonna be everywhere. They don't want people to see their kid.
They got these other ugly little kids down here.
Hey, man. But that's the newest blanket.
Shabu.
That's t-shirt.
Oh.
My winner, man. This guy in South Africa.
Winner.
He came up with the finesse of all finessers. He was arrested for lying and eating free KFC for a year. South African man was arrested for eating at KFC for free for an entire year. The man used to tell employees that he was sent from the headquarters for quality assurance. A 27-year-old student was arrested for eating at KFC for free for a year in South Africa. He used to tell employees that he was sent from KFC headquarters for quality check. He was a student at some KwaZulu-Natal. He ate for free every day for a year from different KFC outlets by repeating the same story every time. Every single time he used to walk into KFC and with a lot of confidence to tell employees that he was sent from KFC headquarters for quality assurance of the food served in the restaurant.
He had it going on. I mean, and they slow anyway because he had the first badge, I'm sure.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, where's your badge?
Like, you got to give me some type of credentials.
Like, I'm just not going to believe you. Like, I mean, you just can't walk up in a restaurant and be like, yo, I'm from Zaxby's headquarters. I need to try a Southern Filet combo with extra fries and a sweet tea.
Exactly.
No, I'm from headquarters.
Yeah.
Bad. No, I'm from, they sent me down here.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be secret shopping. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you secret shopping, like, quality control.
I mean, if it's a secret, you shouldn't be over here making me give it to you for free.
So how many people you think gonna try this now?
I don't know. They probably done turned some people on to something
that's bad. I mean, this won't work in America.
What this was
there? This was in South Africa.
I thought they said he was from South Africa.
No, he was in South Africa. No, this shit wouldn't work in America.
Oh, because I was about to say, people got to ask a question.
Yeah, we ain't buying this shit. Like, nigga, please. Nigga get fired because they done told the regional director that. I'm the owner. Yeah, whatever, man. No.
And he about here eating $5.77. $12 worth of shit. And now he done going through here and just collecting this food every day.
I mean, he thought about it one day. He's like, man, I'm just going to go in there and tell
him. See how far I can go. Like, the worst thing they can tell me is no.
I mean, how many KFCs was in the area? Like, I mean, God.
He had to be, and that's the thing. You can't be that smart.
I mean, you just like, why is the quality assurance man coming every week?
Every day, yeah. Because he come here at least once a week.
It's probably got to be, it's no more than 3 to 5 goddamn KFCs.
Exactly.
And so you hitting them up at least, like, quality assurance man coming every damn week. Like, this is ridiculous.
Somebody need to contact headquarters to see what's
somebody
happening.
Somebody call headquarters. Like, yo, why the quality assurance man keep coming
down?
He
come here way too regularly. Are we doing that bad?
I mean, damn, I got my grade on the window said 94. Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, so he my winner, man, just for being that nigga, bro. Like, that shit was amazing, bro. What you charging with? Like, what are they charging with?
I mean, it shouldn't have been nothing. I mean, he ain't stealing. They gave it to him.
Well. So, yeah. Losers. You got any losers?
I'm going to say the person is losing. I ain't going to call her a loser, but your daughter.
Loser.
How you got your room in such chaos that you done lost a whole package that never was open. You done order some shit that is just in there. So, I'm gonna let your girl be my loser for the day since she losing her clothes items and her.
I mean, still in a motherfucking package.
Like,
not
it
even
did
open.
Not get open. I mean, how you under buy the, something
under
and
the bed.
You wanted it so bad that you went and got your own Visa gift card and purchased this online without our knowledge. And then you end up, I guess you just must have smuggled it on up in here. And then, and you're trying to hide it, maybe you must have stuck it somewhere and lost it under the bed. So it's like,
it's been this 2 months.
She off the chain, huh?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. The invoice said March, what?
Yeah, March something.
Something, it's been March 13th or something.
Yeah.
All I can see is the chick is off the chain. I mean, that's one look. You talking about thrifty? That chick there, she ain't trying to spend no money. Mm-mm. But yeah, that's my girl though, nonetheless. Mm.
My loser is everybody.
What?
But Drake.
Loser.
Did you just see this plane Drake bought?
I saw the link, but had down there, but no.
He just purchased a 767 plane. It could cost $187 million. He just spent $187 million on the plane.
He ain't pay for that.
He called it Air Drake. no rental, no timeshare, he said in the video. The Boeing 767, 30-seat airplane. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm trying to see some of the things it has on it. Oh, but yeah, Drake, hey, we all losers because we don't have 767s. Jesus Christ.
Well, I know I ain't going to say I'm a loser because of that.
Hey, man, yes, you are.
Well, I'm not.
You a broke boy. You still flying at the airport and shit. You ain't got your own private plane.
Hey, it is what
with your
it
own
is.
Logo on the side. It don't say Queen Germ on the side of your plane, do it? Nope, it say Delta.
I'm racking up some miles.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. So yeah, those are my losers. Shout outs. You got any shout outs?
You know I got some shout outs. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all.
Hey, shout
yeah.
out.
Yeah. The city that he wish he was from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish I was from
better
Savannah.
Make it, make him a believer now. Don't play. Don't play about my city now.
The town where they wear red shirt,
the
red
city.
Pants, and red
the city,
shirt.
Nigga.
The city where they wear red shirts, red pants, and red shoes.
Yeah. And a red hat.
Yeah. And a red hat.
Yeah. Same shade of red. So yeah. It don't matter. It go together.
Walking
it go
down
together.
The street looking like a damn. Anyway.
Yeah, play with it, nigga.
My shout outs, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, Pebby J from B More, Steph from B More, Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Brother Dr. Cam, K Law, the truck driver. You got the good brother, 12 Cal, and the 12 Cal podcast. You got Mansa Ray, K Foria over there, the Back Talk podcast. You got the Unadvised Opinion podcast. You got who else fuck with Something Light podcast. Any other podcast fuck with, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston. Goddamn, who else? Stacks, MJ Money 9S. Shout out to LPH, aka Sleazy. Shout out to fucking, hey man, shout out to Amazing App. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the listen. Anybody over there site to fuck with the kid. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Woo! Another show in the books, man. Episode 353 of the Frocast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. Again, that's 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. And that's about it, man. Another episode in the books, man. Shoot, I feel good about this one. Got it in. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, King Germ.
And I'm your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com